Well, today is National POW MIA Recognition Day. Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Keith German. He's the Director of Veteran Services in the town of Hingham. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Christine, great to be here as usual. Very sunny and glorious day for a very solemn occasion today.
That's true, and I know that you always in Hingham always remember the PIWs, POWs, and MIAs, and you're going to be holding your annual candlelight vigil. Tell us a little bit about time and place.
Yeah, so Christine, this is probably the town's 10th adoption of the candlelight vigil. It'll be held tonight at the POW MIA Memorial, which is located on Hingham Harbor at Whitney Wharf. It's going to begin promptly at 7 p.m. There'll be some brief comments made, and it'll last approximately 60 minutes. This is a simple standout. We actually stand out with luminaries, so that's either you bring your own candle or we provide some glow sticks, just to stand out for the awareness and show solidarity for the cause of over 80,000 that are still missing.
No, I know that you have always made it very clear that the POWs and MIAs should be honored and recognized rather than memorialized. And that's, tell me what, why the focus is on that.
Well, I think we should do what we can to repay those families and accept this vigil more as a tribute. We want to keep the full accounting of these men who perished over the nation's, all the nation's wars. This year, we may even have our sitting district congressman, Stephen Lynch, stop by the event to hold the luminary. As you know, he is very instrumental on the federal stage in repatriating POWs and MIAs. He's on a standing committee nationally.
And one more time, if people want to join in or want more information, time and place on this POW MIA Recognition Day.
So, again, it'll be located at the memorial on Hingham Harbor at Whitney Wharf beginning at 7 p.m. You can come by for as little as time as you can volunteer or as long as 60 minutes, which is the entire tribute. We highly recommend that you use the parking lot near the Victory Statue, which we call the Iron Horse, at the harbor.
Well, it sounds like a great event, and I'm sure you're getting a lot of people that are going to turn out for that. And again, that is tonight. This is National POW MIA Recognition Day. Keith German, again, Director of Veteran Services in Hingham. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you. We'll be back after this.